What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check, or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit SincerelyAngieM.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. What the fudge is going on? Dear Corona. Dear Rona, I really don't know who you are, but what in the entire fudge is going on? Y'all, so I haven't really talked to y'all. Like, last week's episode was pre-recorded, and that was early on in March. So this episode, we're in April, and a lot has changed since I last talked to you all. And before March, you know, I went, I had a vacation. Not before March, but in March, I had a vacation. So the 31 days flew by. I feel like I did not have much time off at all, but Corona got me together. This coronavirus and the quarantine that the world is currently, that's life for us right now. This COVID-19 is just, man. First, before we start this episode, let's give a moment of silence to those who may have lost family members due to the coronavirus. My condolences to everyone, and my prayers are truly with you all. You will get through this, and I pray that, you know, that everyone who is suffering from the virus itself, that you recover, heal and whole in Jesus' name. So let's just rewind it a little bit. So I took a vacation to Mexico in March, around the middle of March. So when we left to go out of town or out of the country, there was talk of Corona, and it was kind of, you know, like, okay, well, nobody's really, you know, we didn't really We had a trip planned for our birthday, so that's what it was. Well, we get out there, and then it seemed like everything went downhill from there. While we were in Mexico, we're seeing all of these posts that talk about, you know, I'm in a store, there's no toilet paper, and we're just in Mexico living our best life, and it's like the world is going crazy, or I guess the United States is going crazy. So we just kind of said we'll deal with it when we get there. But when it started to be closer, sorry, I was trying to put some lotion on while I'm recording because life. So anywho, so we go to the Walmart out there in Cabo, and we purchased some toilet paper out there since we heard that there was no toilet paper down here. What is the obsession with toilet paper? Well, I learned really quickly when I got back home because we were quarantined. So if you should not have been outside if it was not an emergency. Being at home until it was, you know, time for me to go to work, I was drinking water. And when you drink water, you have to go to the restroom. So every time I went to the restroom, I was using toilet paper, of course, to wipe myself. Well, I quickly found out that that's why we need a toilet paper, because you're going to be home a lot and you're going to be using the restroom a lot. And I counted one day and it was every 15 minutes that I had to go and pee. That's crazy. During March, I had been documenting my quarantine chronicles, basically on my Instagram stories, because I just thought that this was like, this is a crazy time. And it was my birthday month, you know, so I'm like, let me just document what I'm doing. And so then it got to a point where I did not even, which today, I don't even know what day of the week it is. I just know if I have to go to work and if I don't have to go to work. So just to back up a little bit more, when we come back from Cabo, we get to the airport and go through customs and everything, and everything's normal. So they did not swab us, and they did not quarantine us, and they did not do some temperature check or anything like that. I guess Mexico was not one of the countries that was a concern for the coronavirus. Well, when we come back to the States, because there was a layover flight, there were 23 people on our flight coming home. 23 people. And so, of course, because there's not a lot of people on the plane, the luggage at the bottom of the plane was going every which way, and my luggage was damaged. And Southwest, I tried to file a claim. They basically denied it. I did file a claim like 3 days later, and you're supposed to do it within the first 4 hours of being at getting your luggage. And so they denied my claim, and there's really nothing else I could do about it. They denied it. So it is what it is. So if you are flying, just bring a carry-on bag so that your luggage does not get damaged at the bottom of the plane. So then the day that I come home was a Wednesday. I go to one of my jobs that Thursday, and then my other job that I was supposed to go to on Friday, they said, hey, you know, because you just came back from out of the country, you should probably self-quarantine for 14 days. I'm like, okay, cool. So I did not have to worry about going to that job for at least 2 weeks. So closer around the time where it was time for me to get ready to go back to the job, that, and this is a part-time job, they basically said that they weren't going to pay me for the 14 days that they told me to stay home. So I could go to work at one job and I'm fine. And then another job is like, yeah, you need to quarantine, but we're not going to pay you. So, you know, I got comfortable in a time where I was not going to that job. And I decided that, you know, this is probably best, you know, that I just don't go back to that job. And so I decided to go ahead and let it go, because you really find out who you work for during times like this. And I'm just grateful. And I know that is bad at this time during Corona. Honestly, is really a great time for me. I'm not going to say life is absolutely perfect, but things are really great for me right now. The first few days of being self-quarantined and being at home, and I was lazy. I caught up on a lot of rest. I mean, I rested. I slept so much. I drank some water. I just was lazy the first couple of days, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't like this. And then about a week or so into it, the creativity bug just kind of like, it blossomed, and I have been unstoppable as it relates to just things that I want to do and just stuff that I need to do with my extra time. I'm grateful. Like, I'm so grateful that this has transpired, because number one, the job that I left, I had been debating for a very long time. Like, back in January when I made another year, I had already cleaned out my drawers and stuff like that, because I'm like, I know that I'm not going to be here long. And it took for this to happen for me to lift that burden up off of me, because the job, it really was not beneficial me going back and forth to that job. I just was doing it out of basically loyalty. I was being loyal to them, but they did not give me the same in return. That's what happened the first couple of weeks after that. So now to more current times, I am still working, thank God, and my creativity is still blossoming, and I am doing just some really creative things at home. If you have not seen, I have a birthday video on YouTube that I created the day of my birthday. It's kind of like the Don't Rush Challenge, but just it's different. It's called Dressing Up Drinks, and you'll have to see it to see what I mean, but I really enjoyed doing that. I think it came out really nice, and I had so much fun. And it's something that I just wanted to remember for my birthday that I spent in 2020. This is how I spent it. So that's what that is. Let's see. I feel like this time that we're dealing with right now has given me a lot of peace and a lot of clarity. It has put so much in perspective. I mean, I am still trying to stay aware of the things that are going on, like the daily numbers of how many people have tested positive, how many people have passed away, how many tests have been taken in general. I try and watch those numbers each and every day, and I try to pay attention to the signs and the warnings that they give you about COVID-19 and just the things that they tell you to do and what not to do. I try and take those into consideration. And when I come home, I stay home unless I have to go to Walmart or to the gas station, which I'm supposed to go to the gas station tonight, but I'm not going. It's too late. But I really don't leave out. And I think that because I live alone and I'm comfortable with myself, I am perfectly fine with being at home and not leaving out and going anywhere. My mom, she's 70 plus years old and she wants to leave out every single day. And I keep trying to tell her how that's not a good thing, but she just does not listen. And there was a meme that showed of an older lady and it said how we are trying to keep our parents or something during this quarantine. And she was in a cage. Because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that's dealing with a parent who wants to leave out and just they aren't concerned with what's going on. I don't know if she's too old and she's just like, F it, or I don't know what her problem is. She's crazy, but she just will not stay still. I think personally, I find my own company to be very great company. I enjoy being with myself. We have conversations together. We drink together. We have parties together. You know, it's just a great time. Angie and I have a really great time together, and I just wish that it wasn't quarantine time, but even if it was not, I still would have great times with myself. I truly think that there is a purpose for this virus, and I know that that is unfortunate to say for people who have lost people during this time. I know personally two people who were affected by coronavirus, and these are two people who I am very close with. They were infected with the coronavirus and their symptoms have diminished. They have completely gone away and they're doing much better. So thank God for their recovery. I'm so blessed and so grateful that they made it through this thing and they can live to tell the story, because of course a lot of people they don't have that same testimony. They cannot say that they made it out this thing on the other side. And for those who are in intensive care and on incubators or ventilators or whatever it is, my prayers are truly with you all. But I do believe that there is a purpose for this virus. I think that so much is changing. And I'm not going to stay very long, but I'm going to say this. The time that we are spending with ourselves or with our loved ones during this quarantine time has given us time to get to know some things. It's given us time to do some things that we have never either done before or learned something that we never knew about someone. This is really putting things into perspective for so many people. And I think that for those people who may not have had the best faith or had the strongest faith, I think that they are going to come out on the other side of this changed forever. I think that their faith is going to be even stronger. I think that they're going to truly know that there is someone that they should believe in, and there's nobody but God who got them through this and over this hump. And I don't want to get too deep because we're still in the midst of this. Like, it is day, I came home on the 18th. So I don't know what day it is, but quarantine started on the 19th for me. So that we're about 3 weeks into this. Let's see. Let me pull up my calendar really quickly and see. So I came back on the 19th. 1 week, 2 week. We're exactly 3 weeks in, or I'm 3 weeks into this quarantine life. And I mean, nothing has truly happened that has been mind-blowing. But the things that I feel, like I feel some things so deep within me and so strong that this is the year that 2019 that I kept telling y'all, vision and make, this is that. We're reaping that. I'm not going to say we because everybody is not in my position. But the things that I had dreams and hopes and desires for in 2019 and the things that I talked about that I wanted for 2020, those things are going to happen without a shadow of a doubt. This is not the end of the world. There is so much more life to be lived. There's so much more to come. And there's so much more that we're going to look at this. We are living in historic times right now. And I've said this plenty of times before, but what we are experiencing right now is going to be in the history books. And this is going to be the most memorable time for so many of us, if not every single one of us. Some people may not be affected by it, but I think that there are going to be some mental issues that people are going to be affected by. There's going to be some great things that people are going to be affected by. It's not going to be a bad thing. And I do believe that we are truly going to be forever changed due to Corona, the virus. I forgot what they said her name is. Corona, the virus, Lashae Jenkins or something like that. But yeah, I truly think that this was supposed to happen. It needed to happen. I think that a lot of us needed to slow down, myself included, because you all know for at least the last 10 or 15 episodes, I mentioned how I was working two jobs and time is, you know, I just don't have the time and there's so much in a struggle episode and I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do that. But this needed to happen to slow some of us down, to make some of us get creative, to make some of us who unfortunately may have lost their jobs. They're probably starting their own business and they would not have started their own business had they not lost their jobs. I mean, so much is going to come from this. And I speak blessings over anyone listening to this podcast and whatever endeavor you may be embarking on or whatever your job. If you're an essential employee and you are working during these times, be careful. I am still trying to process everything. Like, naturally, of course, you wash your hands after using the restroom. And naturally, if you have hand sanitizer in your purse, you use it. But to the extent where my hands are dry now, because you realize how much you're touching. So I want you all to be safe, because I know I just jumped from you all being blessed in your endeavors to talk about hand sanitizer. But I want you all to be blessed. I want you all to stay safe. I love you all. Thank you all so much for listening. Tell a friend to tell a friend about Sincerely Angie podcast. And I just want to thank you all for just being there and being alive and being well. And if you're not, I'm praying for you. You can always send me an email if you need a prayer, or if you just want me to direct you to somewhere, I don't know, shoot me an email. My email, all my information is always in the show notes. But I love you all and thank you all so much for listening. And this episode is late. Yes, it is. But I would much rather you get a late episode than a rushed one. So I'm taking my time with this and it is going to be up on Monday at 10 a.m. I don't think that I'm going to release it tomorrow when I'm recording this, but I don't know. I'm not recording this tomorrow. I'm saying, like, I'm recording this and I should release it tomorrow, which is not a Monday, but okay. Yeah. I'm a go now. But it's the Rona. That's what it is. It's the Rona. And I don't mean Corona beer. I mean Corona the virus. Like, my mind is all over the place, y'all. I got so much going on that I just need to get out. It's so much, man. This year is gonna be amazing. It's gonna be amazing. P.S. Wow, I haven't done one of these in a long time. This P.S. segment has just gone bye-bye because I usually get everything out in the first part. But anywho, so I wanted to say, I did say in the earlier segment that I have been very creative. Well, I have also been taking this time of being isolated at home to completely declutter. I mean, I've done my makeup, I've done fingernail polishes, I've done the accessories, I've done mail, I've done so many things. I've done my closet, which I'm going to have to go back through again. I got rid of 5 bags of clothing a little bit before this whole Corona stuff started. So I was already in the feel of getting rid of things and letting go of some things. But once this happened, I had more time to go through stuff and realize how much stuff I don't use, how much has just been sitting around, how much I've been attached to things that I haven't used in years. So I've been using this time to just really declutter and get some clarity in my life, because when you tend to hold on to things, you kind of weighing yourself down. So you have to make yourself lighter. So in this time, that's what I'm doing. I'm making myself lighter, as well as I'm being creative with all things possible. So I'm trying to just pull out every creative book possible. And there are some things that I'm expecting to shift in this year. So now is the time for me to get those things in order. So use this time to be productive, and don't allow you being at home and not doing anything to kind of be an excuse for you to not do anything. A lot of people have been going back and forth with this. If you don't come out of this coronavirus situation with a new hobby or new skill, then you wasted your time or something like that. I believe that some people really needed this time to sit down and rest and to take a breather. But I don't think that anyone is supposed to get lazy and stay lazy. If that's not naturally who you are, then you're not going to be lazy during this time. But if you're naturally a lazy person, then that may or may not change. It's a 50-50 chance. But the chances are higher that if you're lazy, you're going to remain lazy, because that's in your nature. It's in my nature to keep my mind active and to challenge myself. So that's what I'm going to hone in on. I'm going to do those things. I've always taken naps. Naps are my thing. I love naps. But I don't have to nap my life away just because I have more days off now or anything like that. So I just want to encourage you all to make sure to be productive during this time and to be creative and do something you've never done. There are things in your house that you may have never tended to that you have time now to look after. Relationships with your kids or with your spouse should be greater and better because you have more time to be at home and get to know that person, because people change over the years, in case you did not know. So you may be laying with someone who has changed and you never really noticed a change in that person. Get to know these people. Sorry, that was my phone. I didn't turn it off. But yeah, use this time to be productive, you guys. And if you feel the need or if you want to, share with me what you all are doing, because you have to see my updates on Instagram. And I'm probably going to make a YouTube video out of it. I don't know. I have to see if the content is worthy enough to be put on YouTube, but if not, look for it. If so, look for it there. That's where you'll find all my video content. And of course, pictures are always on Instagram, Twitter. I do my thing on Twitter. So all of my links are always on sincerelyangiem.com. So have at it. And I hope that you all are being so productive during this time. I hope that you are resting and getting your rest and drinking your water. Of course, that's always a priority. So yeah, I love y'all and have a great day.